Now, with no further ado, with Faces for Radio and Passion for Food, the longest-running, award-winning food and restaurant talk show in Arizona, Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana.
Good morning, Arizona foodies, and welcome to Culinary Confessions. I'm Dennis.
I'm Diana.
And it is Tip Tuesday, so welcome. How you doing?
Great. How about you?
Perfect. All right. So today we are going to have an interview about 11:15 with
Tess Masters, the blender girl. She's going to talk with us and let us know about all different recipes that she has
through her book.
Through her book.
And her book is called
The Blender Girl.
Okay.
So she's going to be calling us at 11:15.
All right, so we will be having that at 11:15, so that'll probably last about 10 or 15 minutes, and we'll hit on that and find out what all she does. And it's not just blender stuff, too, though, is it, from what I understand? So be interested in seeing what it is and what she's got to say about it.
I know, I haven't received her cookbook yet, but she's going to tell us all kinds of popular foolproof recipes that we can whip up, and some of the best ways to utilize spring produce, and recipes that aren't all pureed. She's going to show us some examples of how we can incorporate healthy eating principles into our life.
All right.
Very good.
So let's get on with some business, okay?
All right. We'll start out with some trivia brought to you by George & Sons Asian Cuisine, located at 11291 East Via Linda in Scottsdale. Give George a call for all your catering needs or for reservations, 480-661-6336. Don't forget about a second location off the I-17 and the 101 at Deer Valley Town Center. For reservations, call 623-434-1888. And the trivia today is...
Why don't upscale restaurants serve Pepsi? Or, I'm sorry, not Pepsi, peas. Why don't upscale restaurants serve peas? And who was the first to make grape juice? And where does carpet steak come from?
Not the carpet.
Is it... Yeah, where does carpet steak come from?
Give us a call, 480-668-3287.
What do they call an alcoholic beverage that has been altered to induce unconsciousness? Okay.
I could tell you a couple.
And then this cheese is Belgium, and it comes from cow's milk. With a very strong taste, and...
So it has to be cows that are born and raised in Belgium? Well, if it's Belgium cheese.
It's a Belgium cheese, and it comes from cow's milk with a very strong taste and aroma. What is it? And then where did coffee originate from?
Give us a call, 480-668-3287.
Which vegetable can hold up to 30 times its weight in water?
30 times its weight. Which vegetable?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. And that is
trivia for this morning. We also have the Taste of Music, which is brought to you by the Groves Bakery, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. That's in the yellow farmhouse with the white picket fence around it. Give them a call for all your special orders at 480-813-4610.
And the Taste of Music is where we play a tidbit of a song, and somewhere in that song there is a mention of food or drink. It could be in the title of the song, could be in the lyrics of the song, or it could be in the artist or group's name. Garion, play me that music. You're getting a lot of those from the late 60s, early 70s, aren't you? Okay. All right. And next is?
Our survey question.
Nope. It's Tip Tuesday.
Oh, Tip Tuesday. Call us with one of your tips for Tip Tuesday. You know, I think it's a perfect time. Today's going to be a little warm, but start planning your summer gardens. Forget about spring.
I think a lot of people have already planted their gardens.
Yeah, but now there's summer. You know, usually your spring garden is already done. You wait for after the freeze, but we didn't have to wait for that.
Yeah. No freeze this. Did we ever freeze this summer?
This
winter?
Nope.
No?
Not that I remember. I mean, all of our trees are still alive. We didn't put any blankets out for them.
Of course, we didn't put any out any last year either. And
well, but our... Well, yeah, they're coming back as bushes now, though. We've got nice, healthy bush trees.
Yeah. I trimmed them up, but, you know, they just... They just grow as bushes now.
Yes, they do, but that's all right. I mean, at least there's some shade for the dog.
That's right. All right, well, let's talk to Holly from Phoenix.
All right.
Holly, how are you?
Oh, better, better.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Yeah, I'm getting a new phone sent to me because my phone got ran over.
Did it get ran over by a reindeer?
Not quite. Not the right weather for it. But horsepower, you know, momentum got took over.
So was that before you threw it at somebody or after?
I didn't throw it at anybody. It was a pure accident.
A pure accident, huh?
Accident.
I accidentally threw it at somebody, and it accidentally got run over.
Okay, we'll go with your story. If that
all right.
I will accommodate you today.
Okay. I like, you know, when people accommodate, so.
Okay. Since you're always accommodating everybody, right?
Sure.
Tables have been turned.
Okay. So what kind of tip you got for us today?
Well, I don't know if I've ever shared this with you before, but I've been having like quite a few days of not being able to sleep very well.
Okay.
So I went and drank me a glass of cherry tart juice. And man, it put me out so bad. I woke up with dried slob on my face.
Nice.
Wow.
I slept.
Needed a drool bucket, huh?
Oh, yeah, I slept good. Oh, let me tell you.
And it was cherry tart.
Right. What was it?
Cherry tart juice?
As it has to say, tart juice. And it is tart, but it will put you out. And if you have trouble getting your kids to go to sleep, give them a swig of that. They'll go out like a light.
I don't know what it is.
No.
It's a specialty juice that you can get you can get it at Fry's, Safeway, you can get it at Sprout and those places. And it's in the aisle where they have the health food stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's called Just Juice. And it comes in a glass jar. It's a little pricey, but it's called cherry tart juice.
Yeah,
it has tart in there.
And it'll knock you out.
Oh, it'll knock you out. You will not wake up. And I woke up on my own at 4:30. I was like, yes, I feel good.
Well, you sound much better today.
Yes, I do.
All right. All right. So now that we got that out of the way, you want to do a trivia?
Sure. I was thinking about the cheese from Belgium.
All right. Which cheese comes from Belgium using the cow's milk and has a very strong taste and aroma?
A Limburger cheese?
You are absolutely right.
Yay!
All right. Very good. We're going to stick you into all the drawings for next for the end of the week. and see if you can get one, okay?
All righty. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, all Holly. Right.
Thanks, Holly. You have a great day, okay?
Thanks.
All right. Bye. All right. 480-668-3287. What do you got going on over there, Diane?
Well, I've got 10 All-American foods that foreigners cannot stand.
Okay.
So we have all these All-American foods and that we enjoy that not very many other people from other countries, they think we're crazy. Which, you know, I get that because we think they're crazy on a few of them, too. You know, one of them is biscuits and gravy.
Really?
Yeah. Biscuits and gravy. There's nothing like a creamy sausage gravy with a soft buttermilk biscuit. Southern comfort food is definitely not a staple in most other countries.
Wow.
Same with red velvet cake. They don't like the red velvet cake because of all the food colorings and sugar that's in that. And they don't like the grocery store bread.
Well, they're used to the hard crust bread. Kind of like we make here.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I get that a lot.
I thought that was kind of funny.
But
so all kinds of things.
Yeah.
My computer dies.
Okay. All right. Well, right now let's talk to Sandy and then Maggie. And then I believe we'll have our interview right after that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Sandy, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I got a smile on my face.
Well, that's good. You better.
Oh, well. So, I'm okay, yeah. I think so.
All right.
A little loopy today, but I'm okay.
That's all right. You got to start fasting tonight, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're coming down for pizza, but we're coming down earlier because, like, I'm going to have pizza. Ouch. Tip Tuesday, let me say. I don't really have a tip. I could, but I... What was the survey question?
Well, it's Tip Tuesday, so there is not a survey question.
We got trivia questions.
So I got to have a tip of some sort.
That or you can answer the trivia, okay?
Oh, yeah, give me a trivia, because I didn't really hear them.
All right, why don't upscale restaurants serve peas?
Hey, why don't up? Yeah. Why don't upscale restaurants serve peas?
Yep. Right. Do 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 do.
I don't know.
All right.
I was going to say an upscale restaurant is very expensive and peas are pretty cheap, but that's not the answer.
Nope, that's not okay. It. All right.
That's okay.
All right, Sandy. Well, you have a good day, okay?
Yeah, you could have given me an easier one, but that's okay. I'll let you off today.
Well, that is kind of an easy one, but that's all right. We will talk to you tomorrow, okay? Well, maybe not.
No, you won't talk to me tomorrow.
Nope. All right. Well, I'll talk to you tonight, okay?
Okay, you guys have a great day, and good morning, Lady Di.
Good morning, Sandy. You have a great day, okay?
Oh, I will.
Thanks.
All right. Bye.
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 All right, let's talk to Maggie. Maggie, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
Good.
I have a tip, but it's a recipe tip. It's for cleaning your windows.
Okay.
You don't have to dry them. I got this on the internet. You just use a half a gallon of warm water and one tablespoon of Jet Dry finishing rinse and 2 to 3 tablespoons of liquid laundry soap, and you mix it together, and then you put it in a bottle and you spray it on, and then you just hose it off right away, and that's it. You don't dry it. You can do your window so much faster.
So just one how much Jet Dry?
One tablespoon.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to try this and see if it works.
Yeah, let us know.
I will. That's... And I know the song of the day.
Okay. You do?
Yes. I'm old.
All right.
What's the song of the day?
Well, it came out in 1968, I want to say. And it is by the Lemon Pipers. And it's called Green Tambourine.
There you go. Very
good.
All
you
right.
are an automatic winner, Maggie.
Thank you.
You're going to win a gift certificate to the Groves Bakery.
Oh, right. Oh, great. I'll be there.
All right.
Perfect.
Very good, Maggie. All right, we're going to stick you into the drawings for giving us a tip, and you're an automatic winner on the
Taste of Music.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Thank you, all Maggie. Right. We'll talk with you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Bye. All right, 480-668-3287. We come back. We'll be talking with the Blender Girl. So we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Cheryl from Piefection, where we make over 50 varieties of fresh homemade pies every day. Our gourmet pies feature only the finest ingredients a foodie can find, like real butter, fresh ground nutmeg, and chocolate that's imported from Belgium. We also make the best homemade pot pies, including our green chili pork. Our pies are the Piefect addition to your dinner table, so we hope to see you soon at 6731 East Brown Road, the southwest corner of Power and Brown in Mesa, or call us at 480-218-7437. Or visit us on the web at piefectionaz.com.
Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. This is your chance to be a food critic. Call 480-668-3287. That's 480-668-EATS.
Have you eaten here before?
Nope.
Good morning, gentlemen. Can I share our specials with you?
Sure.
First, we have the seafood special. It's actually been sitting around here for a week. Then there's the cream of chicken soup. It's had no refrigeration since it was made yesterday. We're known around these parts for our food poisoning. What can I get you?
Yeah, don't think we can stay for lunch.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor. Or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Country Blossom Florists, the first flower shop in Gilbert, is family owned and operated since 1982. They are located at 1054 North Gilbert Road, Suite Number 2 in Gilbert. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Country Blossom Florist is a full-service florist providing custom arrangements for local deliveries. They personally deliver to Gilbert, Chandler, and Mesa. Wire services are available for other areas in Arizona and worldwide deliveries. Country Blossom Florist also provides 24/7 phone operators to help with your floral or gift needs. Country Blossom Florist services all hospitals and funeral homes in the East Valley. They also carry memorial stones for funeral services in lieu of flowers for a lasting remembrance. Country Blossom Florist is your one-stop shop. Whether you need flowers, candies, stuffed animals, wedding flowers, sympathy arrangements, Country Blossom Florist can fill all your floral needs. Please call Country Blossom Florist at 480-892-8877 or visit our website at countryblossomflorist.com.
This is Culinary Confessions on KAZG.
Hey, 480-668-3287. Right now, you are listening to Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. We are going to go to our phone interview right now. Diana?
We're going to be talking with Tess Masters.
Hi, Tess.
Hi, how you going?
Good, how are you?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad we could get you on here and you could tell us all about the Blender Girl.
Yes. Well, you know, we are all so busy and we can't bottle time. So we've taken to vacuum packing, bottling and canning, absolutely everything else. And I don't want to eat processed food because I've got something more pressing to do. So enter the blender and healthy fast food becomes possible. So my book shares 5-minute, 15-minute, 30-minute meals. Some of them are a little bit longer, but most are very, very quick and easy that you can make in and around the blender. So, no, we do not go check our teeth at this book. Yes, there is a full repertoire of smoothies, soups, and cocktails and drinks, but there's also blender-inspired dishes that really help to highlight the more sink your teeth into it textures, like salads. There's soups. There's main dishes like burgers and pancakes and bakes and chili and things like that. Then there's amazing desserts and there's condiments and, you know, all kinds of things. You know, I make skincare and homemade cleaning products in a blender. I mean, it's crazy. I just feel like It's the greatest culinary gift bestowed on us since fire and spoons. So we should exploit it to its full potential. So that's what the book is about. It's just about a celebration of healthy fruits and vegetables and how to get the most amount of whole foods to the table in the least amount of time.
Well, not only that, but I see that you also offer 100 gluten-free vegan recipes. And, I mean, you're looking at for everybody.
Yeah, you know, yes, I choose to be gluten-free and vegan, so it's wonderful if you're looking for those options. There's also alkaline and, you know, anti-cancer recipes in the book for people that have, you know, acute illnesses, looking to lose weight, things like that. There's low-carb recipes, so it really is something for everybody. But if you do have food allergies, it's a fantastic book. But I feel like I'm gluten-free and vegan. That's how I choose to live my life. But it's not a prescription for absolutely everybody. So I really wanted these recipes to be highly accessible for people that just want to have, you know, some vegetable-based dishes to include into their diet, no matter how you eat, you know. So that's really how I really wanted to present the book, which I'm really excited about. And it's really being embraced and, you know, around the country. So it's fun.
Well, everyone needs to eat their veggies, that's for sure.
Yeah, that is for sure. And the other thing about the blender, too, is, I mean, obviously a smoothie, anybody can make these recipes. You know, I had 55 recipe testers blending all over the world using all kinds of blenders in all kinds of lifestyles, and I really wanted these recipes to be highly accessible and super easy. So I had children. I test all my recipes on teenagers. So there were teenagers who fed their families with these recipes for 3 months, and that's just exciting to me because I think the greatest gift we can give our children and ourselves is to teach them how to cook. So, you know, what's great about smoothies, the smoothie portion of the book is that, you know, you can fit so many servings and fruits and vegetables, superfoods, nuts, seeds, you know, cold-pressed oils, you know, into just one nutritious glass. And it's a great way to hide all manner of sins or lots of vegetables for children. You know, there's a taste like ice cream kale shake that's kind of gone viral on the internet and getting a lot of attention. I've had over 500 emails in the last week and a half since the book was launched about how that's changing people's lives, which is really cool. And then hiding it in sauces and dressings and, you know, just finding really tasty ways to include these foods into our lifestyle.
Well, and you're not asking anybody to go out and buy this $400 blender. You're saying just use your blender in your home. You don't need anything special to do this with, correct?
That's exactly right. You know, I use a Vitamix. I make no secret of it. I have pretty much every blender that's on the market is in my house because it's my job to know what's out there because I want to make sure that everybody can blend into this lifestyle on any budget. So these recipes have all been tested on pretty much every blender on the market. So I use a Vitamix because I think it's the Rolls Royce of blenders, but you do not need to have a high-speed machine to blend into this book.
You can still get the same amount of nutrition and everything. Doesn't matter what kind of blender you have.
Exactly. So, you know, the only thing that varies is the texture, obviously, because of the speed and power of the motor and the blade. So I would just say my top tip to anyone using any kind of blender is to layer your ingredients, liquids first, then powders, then soft and hard ingredients, then ice on the top, which helps to pull all the ingredients down into the blades for even blending, and to soak fibrous and hard ingredients like raw nuts and seeds, sun-dried tomatoes, dates. If they're just soaked, it just helps the blender to pulverize them more easily.
And you get a better flavor out of it, don't you?
Exactly. You know, a lot of people will email me and say, I don't understand, you know, if we're going to throw it in the blender, why do you say to chop it up and, you know, why is it minced and grated? Well, there's several reasons, but the number one reason is that food measures more accurately when it's cut into smaller pieces, and it distributes more evenly throughout the blend when it's cut into smaller pieces. I don't want to get a massive chunk of ginger in one sip and then no ginger in the other. So the other thing, too, is a knob of ginger to you might look very different than a knob of ginger to me. So
exactly.
I want everybody's recipe to taste as close as possible, you know, in approximation to what I tested in my kitchen. So it also saves wear and tear on your machine. So that's why I chop things up before I stick them in.
Well, and that's why I think a lot of cooks and people get so frustrated because they're not thinking the whole way through. When you say the type of measurement to you may be a cup of this, but they put the whole piece in thinking that filled the cup, so therefore it's the same. So I think
exactly.
That's a very good point that you've made and might help everybody not only in blending but in their cooking.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, that's one thing about this book, too, is I feel like so many cookbooks that I open, they're a little bit intimidating and scary, you know, because I'm not a trained chef. If you came to my kitchen and watched me chop an onion, you'd probably cringe because I probably don't do it the way that it's supposed to be done. But who cares? Because we're going to blend it anyway. So the thing I love about this book is you can't mess these recipes up. They're so easy. So it allows people to be bold and experiment. And, you know, something you'll see in all my recipes is tweak to taste and optional, you know, so these recipes are highly customizable. You know, you can add another pinch of this, you can leave an ingredient out in many cases. You know, you can, you know, if you're not a vegetarian or a vegan, you can add a little bit of lean protein to the salads and some of the main dishes, and you can really make these recipes your own. And unlike other forms of food prep, like baking, which is wonderful, but it's chemistry, you know. And so if you know, put too much baking powder, a little bit too much acid, you know, it doesn't rise, or it's gooey in the center, or it's got a crappy crumb or whatever. With these recipes, they're incredibly forgiving. So, you know, you can rescue a seemingly undrinkable or, you know, uneatable concoction with a little bit more chocolate or a little bit of lime zest or a little bit more of this ingredient or that ingredient, a pinch of salt, you know, and you can tweak them right up to the moment of serving. So that's really what I love about this. I feel like it inspires confidence in the kitchen, particularly for novice cooks and children. You know, there's a cauliflower soup in the recipe that literally is one of my most requested recipes, and I get hundreds of emails a month about it because it's got 5 ingredients, and it makes somebody look like a gourmet chef in less than 10 minutes on hands time and half an hour from stove to table. You know, it's literally just, you saute a little bit of garlic with a couple of chopped up onions or leeks. You throw in a whole head of chopped cauliflower. You bring it to the boil with some vegetable broth. You simmer it for about 15 minutes, and then you put it into the blender with a quarter of a cup of cashews or raw blanched almonds. And those two things together, that blend just seems to bring this rich, buttery flavor that's reminiscent of dairy. And so it's just got this gorgeous depth of flavor, and it's so easy. So that's really what inspires me when I'm developing recipes, particularly for this book, that they have to look gorgeous because nobody wants to drink or eat anything that looks like the place where the plants came to die. And it has to taste incredible. You know, I want to go on a flavorful journey with my food. You know, it has to hit me on the back end, expand in the mouth, and then have a beautiful back end kick and have layers and dimension. You know, just because it's blended food doesn't mean it needs to be flat. So I want to go on a journey just as I do with textured food, you know. So that's a really huge thing for me, and it has to be packed with nutrition. So they're the 3 criteria for everything, you know, that I put into the book. So I feel like, you know, whether you're looking for a quick dessert or a beautiful salad, super easy soup or a fantastic, you know, smoothie or drink or even a cocktail, you know, for a party, there's a lot of really cool, easy ideas in this book.
Oh, wonderful. You talked about cocktails for your parties even. You mean by, like, adding cucumber to your drinks or what kind of?
Well, no. I mean, here's the thing, you know. I don't believe in extreme behavior, you know. I don't feel like it's fun and I don't feel like it's inviting. So for me, you know, I don't drink a lot of alcohol, but if I'm going to have a party, oh, you bet I make a margarita for people or a sangria, you know. So, but what's great about the recipes is you can spike them if you like or not. So they're all designed to be virgin, non-alcoholic drinks, but you can also add alcohol. So there's an agua fresca, there's a sangria, there's a pina colada, there's margarita, you know, there's tonics as well. So there's a warm almond turmeric drink that, you know, you can make in your blender that I use as a sleep aid. You know, there's an acid reflux Be Gone drink that's a fantastic cure for acid reflux. There's a cold and flu buster drink. There's an energy drink that's a fantastic alternative to Gatorade, you know, made with chia seeds and citrus and coconut water. You know, there's just all kinds of amazing things. And one of my favorite recipes that really wows people that can be made in less than 2 minutes is a raw, all but instant jam. So instead of having truckloads of sugar, you just take some raspberries with some coconut water, we sweeten it with dates, and we add chia seed. And if you put that into the fridge for about half an hour, it thickens and plumps up like a conventional jam, but without all of the refined sugar. And it's so delicious. And that basic principle can be applied to any fresh seasonal fruit that you have on hand. So the peaches are just glorious in the United States right now. So I make peach jam, apricot jam, marmalade, blackberry, blueberry. And there's nothing better than when you have people over for brunch and they say, oh, where did you get that jam? And you said, I made it. It's so great. You know, and so I often have people over for brunch and we'll all make a different kind of jam and make some pancakes and some crepes and some waffles and toast. And it's just nice to be able to make those condiments. Another great recipe in the book is a barbecue sauce that literally you throw everything in the blender and you make it in less than 5 minutes. It's so delicious.
And that's perfect for summer barbecuing.
It really is. And there's a ketchup that's just delicious that I think tastes like conventional ketchup. A lot of my recipe testers agreed, but without all of that sugar. So it's, you know, there's lots of great ideas, you know, for making things from scratch in very little time and even less culinary skills, which I love because I never want people not to be able to feed themselves and their families for fear that they can't make something delicious or they can't, you know. With this book, you can, and you don't need to be afraid because this is literally child's play, and they have been tested on children.
And that's wonderful. I mean, you not only have snacks and salads and soups and appetizers and desserts, and then plus the smoothies. I mean, you've got so many options for everybody. And like we said, with the creamy cauliflower soup, which I don't think I would. I mean, I know Dennis has made it just recently, and I would have never guessed to make cauliflower soup. I mean, and yeah, everybody loves it.
Cauliflower is such a, you know, I've got all these cauliflower phobes in my life, and that soup seems to convert them. It's kind of like the ice cream kale shake. It seems to convert the most ardent greenophobes into believers that you can eat leafy greens and they can taste really delicious.
And isn't it funny that people look at something and say, oh, it's green, I really don't like that. You know.
It's interesting, isn't it? Yeah. Well, so that's the sexiest introduction to kale I've ever tasted, and certainly for children who think they're allergic to green.
Yeah, they're allergic to green.
yeah. It's fun, you know, because it's interesting to go with perception as opposed to fighting against it. So what I love about that shake is, it tastes like pistachio ice cream or mint. You know, you can make it a mint ice cream. So we expect it to be green, and our brains and our hearts tell us that it's going to be delicious. So if you give people exactly what they expect, then they're likely to try something that they don't expect. So I love to use that to retrain people I know with their taste buds, you know, for them to then try another kind of green smoothie that's, you know, got some pineapple and bananas and spinach in it maybe, that it's actually really delicious.
Right. And, you know, that's just it. Their brain gets in the way so many times that they can't enjoy what is probably just wonderful.
Yeah. And it's interesting, you know, with the blender, because it's so forgiving, you can really experiment with flavors and throw a bunch of different things in. And like I said, if you got it a bit wrong and you're like, ugh, you know, you can easily pull it back, you know, with a pinch or a cup of this or a, you know, teaspoon of that. You know, and there's a fantastic table on page 55 where people can create their own smoothies. And, you know, I love this because it just inspires people to go off and create their perfect blend with the book and make their own recipes with this book. And I love it when you can use a book to go off and create your own story.
Well, and you give them all kinds of other information. You've got your nutrient guides. You've got your sprouting charts. I mean, you have all these with milk nut cheat sheets and your soaking. And you have all this other information in there for them, so they're not just stuck with what they know.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, you know, soaking and sprouting probiotic-rich foods, raw, you know, alkalinity, food combining, all of those food principles or approaches to food were real game changers for me. So whilst they inform the development of the recipes in the book, you don't need to live like that to enjoy these recipes, but I do think it's interesting to learn about some of that stuff. You know, you might find that you use the recipes in the book, but you didn't really read the first section, and then a few months after enjoying the recipes, you go, oh, I wonder why she did that. And then you go back and you have a look, and then, you know, eventually it might become part of your lifestyle. And I think that's really wonderful for people to experiment with different things and find what works for them. So I like to include that because, you know, so many people talk about feeling bloated, you know, and there's quite a few reasons why that can happen. You know, it could be food combining, it could be including too many fruits in a smoothie, it could be not soaking your nuts and seeds and not releasing, you know, and neutralizing the enzyme inhibitors. It could be a few different things. So it's just nice to know, you know, what might be affecting your body and how you can prepare food in a really mindful way that releases the nutrients and makes them more bioavailable.
That's perfect, because it does affect everybody differently, so that you can't just say do it this way all the time, because that may not work for you.
Exactly. And, you know, that's really what this book is about. It's about what's your perfect blend for health and happiness, you know, and maybe these recipes fit in one way for one person and another way for another person, you know, and that was so much a part of what was behind my brand, you know. It was this, you know, just embracing the idea of bioindividuality, that one blanket diet or moving through the, you know, one way of moving through the world with food is not a prescription for every human being. We are all different. We are all individual. We all have a different blood group, genealogy, stress levels, age, climate, and so forth. And therefore, our needs are going to be different.
Your recipes aren't all pureed. What are some of the examples of your salads and desserts that aren't pureed?
Yeah, so you know we're using the blender to highlight the taste and texture of the more robust textures. So for example, there's an amazing raspberry vinaigrette salad. There's a green goddess dressing that you can really put on any fruits and vegetables. There's a chimichurri sauce that I pair with a bowl of quinoa and roasted vegetables. You know, there's a veggie bake. You know, we're blending a sauce to put on it, but it's like a vegetable gratin. You know, there's a chili in there where we're blending a portion of it, but then we're mixing it with more chopped up robust textures. There's a chai rice pudding. I love to use the blender to make an instant rice pudding instead of stirring it for an hour and a half. You can blend some of the rice and the almond milk to make this beautiful creaminess that is reminiscent of, you know, a slow simmered rice pudding, which is wonderful. There's truffles. I love doing that. So you blend the batter and then you roll it in some crushed nuts and superfoods and things like that. There's a burger. I make a burger dish in the blender and then pair it with other vegetables that I've prepared. There's just so many things. I just love it. The possibilities are endless. So, I mean, I do think that eating fruits and vegetables is a boon to health, no matter what your diet and however you move through the world with food. And this is just a really quick, easy way to include some of those things into your diet. And like I said, you know, the chili is vegan, and it really tastes quite earthy and meaty, you know, with the combination of mushrooms and beans. You put those two things together with some tomato and spices. It does taste incredibly earthy and meaty. But there's nothing to stop anybody from adding a little bit of meat in there if that's what they feel like doing, you know. I'm not a preachy, dogmatic, plant-based person, you know. So I feel like, for me, if people eat more fruits and vegetables, and that's the takeaway from this book, I'm delighted.
Wonderful.
Now, you being from Australia,
mm-hmm.
Do you make Vegemite in there?
Oh, that's so funny. I'm going to leave the Vegemite craft. I'm going to leave that to them. But yes, I am a fan of Vegemite, but I have not tried to replicate that. I make a lot of other homemade spreads. I love to make quick homemade peanut butter and cashew butter and hazelnut, you know, chocolate hazelnut spread and lots of other spreads. I've certainly, you know, found my homemade version of those, but ooh, Vegemite. Now there's a challenge. You've given me food for thought.
All right. Now, you're a busy lady, aren't you? You're doing this. You've got a blog. You're a cook. You're a writer. You're an actor. You're a voiceover artist. You've been, you're a presenter.
What don't you do?
A recipe developer.
Yeah, I public speak all over the country. Yeah, you know, it's that old adage, isn't it? You know, you want something done, ask a busy person. You know, and I feel like it just increases your productivity, and it's really exciting for me to tell. I'm a storyteller, you know, and I make my living as an actor and a voiceover artist and a presenter and a writer and a cook and all these other things now. It's lovely to do a lot of different things and to intersect with other people's stories in quite a lot of different ways, you know. We feed each other with story, you know, and literally and figuratively, you know. And so for me, it's a joy to be blessed with being, you know, the opportunity to be able to do a lot of different things. And it's interesting, you know, because all these different things that I've been doing in my life kind of all come together, you know, with this book and a lot of the different things I'm doing, you know, voicing different things for different companies and presenting different things and being on television with the book and all, you know, all the different skills that I've been, you know, cultivating throughout my professional career sort of all being utilized here, you know, to tell this story. And I love that. It's just really fun. You know, life just has to be fun, and you have to love what you do. And one of the lovely things about running this blog, you know, because I started this blog for fun because my friends and family just kept asking me, oh, what was that thing you made the other day? It was so easy, but it was so delicious, you know. So I just started sharing recipes, and very quickly, you know, I kept asking people, what's your perfect blend? And it just really struck a chord with people. And so I'm incredibly grateful that it's become so popular and that people are really embracing embracing this way of cooking and this way of moving through the world. I think it's a really interesting way to think about food. You know, instead of counting calories and being obsessed with one particular way of looking about food and trying to offer a prescription that works for everybody, you know, just allowing yourself to discover what works for you and being able to cherry pick from different things and really pull together, you know, something that's uniquely yours. And just like we do with every other part of our lives, you know. So to me, it's a more exciting way to be embracing food.
Right. Yes. Well, very nice, Tess. I mean, you've got a lot of information. Where is your book available at right now?
Yeah, you can find all my recipes at theblendergirl.com, and then my book is available everywhere books are sold. It's on Amazon, Google Books. It's at Barnes & Noble, Williams-Sonoma. It's at Costco even, you know, and Williams-Sonoma, they've been so incredibly supportive of me. You know, they've made it their featured book for May and Mother's Day. So every Williams-Sonoma store across the country will be cooking their way through the Blender Girl cookbook. So I'll be kicking that off at Columbus Circle on May 14th in New York. And it's so exciting. You know, it's so exciting for them to be embracing this book like this. And, you know, I'll just be visiting a lot of Williams-Sonomas across the country and spreading that message. So it's
Will you be coming to Arizona anytime?
I am coming to Phoenix, yes. I am coming to Phoenix on the 29th of May. So I'll be there the 29th, 30th, and 31st. And I'll be visiting the Williams-Sonoma in Scottsdale and another Williams-Sonoma location. I'm going to be doing a La Crusade signature store. I'm going to be making quite a few appearances in Arizona. So I'm going to be posting my entire book tour schedule at theblendergirl.com this week. So yeah, I'm really excited. I've got quite a lot of readers in Phoenix, and you know, that's another great thing about doing this is you just hear from people and you hear about how they're using these recipes and how they're using their blender and how they're using food to improve their health, you know, whether it's with my recipes or somebody else's, you know, or creating their own. And so I love to meet people when I'm at events. So I'm excited. I'm really excited to come to Phoenix.
Oh, absolutely. Well, if you have time, we would love for you to come on the show again and talk a little bit more about your book, meet you in person. We also have a restaurant and bakery that is right in the middle of our studio. So
love to come and see that.
Absolutely. We would love to meet you, and the door is open. So if you have time, I would absolutely love that.
We will have to make that happen.
Right.
So let's definitely connect about that. I'd love to meet you in person.
I will do that. I'll send Kara all our information.
Oh, I would love that. I would love that. It was so lovely to talk to you.
Oh, you too. Tess. And thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Have a lovely day.
All right, Tess. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. That was
Tess Masters. With the book, The Blender Girl. So she's got all kinds of information. You can check it out online at www.tessmasters.com. That's TESSMASTERS.com. And 480-668-3287, and we'll be right back.
Paradise Valley Produce, your local wholesale produce man, taking care of your commercial needs. Paradise Valley Produce delivers best service and the highest quality produce at a fair price. Any fresh produce delivered to your door by refrigerator trucks with no minimum and no delivery charge. Taking care of your restaurant and market produce needs. Call Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655. That's Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655.
The longest continually running food and restaurant show in the Valley continues with Dennis and Diana.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Filets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
That steak. Yeah, the one you just threw on the grill. That steak has iron. It has protein. That steak even has vitamins. That's right, steak has vitamins. Go ahead, turn it over and see what you find. More of the good stuff, I bet. More essential nutrients than you've ever heard. So what we're saying is what that delicious and nutritious cut of beef doesn't give you is any reason to wait. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by Arizona Beef Ranchers and Farmers. For beef recipes, nutrition, and facts about beef, visit arizonabeef.com. Join us on Twitter at Arizona Beef. And find us on Facebook at AZ Beef. Arizona Beef, raised by families for families.
You're listening to Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. Call in at 480-668-3287.
For sale. One pair of height-increasing shoe inserts. One previous owner no longer needs them. Started drinking milk. 3 servings a day. We'll also consider offers on orthodontic headgear. Teeth straight and strong now, thanks. Also for sale, one magical role-playing game set. No time to play since joining the basketball team.
3 daily servings of dairy let kids grow up with strong bones, healthy teeth, and big muscles, which just may help them grow out of a few things they won't miss at all. Milk, cheese, and yogurt. Have you had your 3 today?
Keep listening to Culinary Confessions for your chance to win some great prizes.
Can I have a price check on aisle... ma'am?
Yeah.
Don't look down, but there's a giant python wrapped around your leg.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's probably nothing.
Nothing? Shouldn't I don't know, like, call someone?
No, I don't have the time. I'm late as it is. If it keeps up, I haven't looked at.
Are you sure? That's a pretty big snake.
No, I'm fine. Thank you, though. You're very sweet.
You wouldn't ignore this, so why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly experiences numbness of the face, arm, or leg, or sudden trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, don't wait to get help. Call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Amy, owner of Bare Necessity Wax and Spa. When I started my company 4 years ago, I had only one intention in mind, to help people feel beautiful and confident by providing the best skincare and waxing services for an affordable price. Come on in and give us a chance to show you what we're all about. Mention this ad when booking your appointment to take advantage of 20% off any facial, chemical peel, or massage, or get 50% off your first eyebrow, women's Brazilian, or bikini wax. That's Bare Necessity Wax and Spa, 323 South Gilbert Road, the big yellow farmhouse with the white picket fence. Or give us a call at 480-290-5576. We hope to see you soon.
This is Culinary Confessions on AM 1440 KAZG.
480-668-3287. That was a great informational interview there with Tess Masters, the blender girl. So, what did you think of that one, Diana?
I really liked it. She gave a lot of great ideas. Not only, I mean, you know, vegan and gluten-free and vegetarian. I mean, not vegetarian. Yeah, vegetarian. But she also made it for everybody. So if you want to add, you know, meat or poultry to something, you can or not. I mean, she gave you plenty of options, and it's great ideas. Even little things by not putting your ice in the blender first. Little helpful hints like that go a long way. So I really enjoyed her interview and can't wait. I hope that she can contact us in May when she's here and come into the studio and join us.
That's right. That'd be a good time. We'll set up a couple of blenders for her and she can make all kinds of stuff. How's that?
That'd be great.
All right. Well, let's talk to Janet from Mesa. Janet, how are you?
I'm super today. How are you, Dennis? Hi, Diana.
Hi. I'm so glad to hear you're super. I was kind of worried when you were just saying better than good.
I know. I got a phone call from Mary Ann. She says, what's the matter with you? And
I didn't hear super duper or anything. So. So what's going on today?
Well, I wanted to answer the one about the peas.
Okay.
All right. Why do upscale restaurants, why do they not sell peas?
Serve peas.
That's what I meant.
Because they rolled off your knife. Something like that, right? It's hard to eat peas.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to give you it.
Okay.
It was close.
You know the poem, I eat my peas with honey. I've done it all my life. It may taste kind of funny, but it keeps them on my knife.
Yeah. So why are you using a knife and not a fork?
Well, Don't get so literal, okay?
All right. That'll work. I'm going to give you that one, okay?
Okay, that's the reason, though.
Yes.
Because it's hard to spear peas.
Yeah, because they don't stay on your utensils, so.
Right. That's why I eat my peas it mixed in with my mashed potatoes.
Yep. They just, so do I. I like my peas with my mashed potatoes.
You could always use a spoon.
You could, but in an upscale restaurant, you're going to eat peas with a spoon.
Yeah, and they just say that they fall off the utensils and then they roll all over the floor and people step on them or they get smashed on the tablecloths. And right. It just makes an awful mess.
Yes, but I love peas.
I like peas, too. Yep. I like all vegetables. I don't think there's any that I don't really care for.
There's a lot I can't eat.
Well, yeah, but now that's just because your medications are causing issues with you.
Right.
But not because you wouldn't want to.
No, there's a few vegetables I don't eat.
What kind don't you like?
I don't like stewed tomatoes.
Okay.
And I don't like, really mushy vegetables.
Oh, so if Sandy made you a meal with mushy peas, you wouldn't eat it, huh?
If Sandy made it, I would eat it.
I'm not so sure I would. Sandy doesn't cook that much. Okay. But next week's her birthday, and she asked me to make her some smashy peas for her.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, or mushy peas, whatever.
Mushy. She calls them mushy peas.
Mushy peas.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I have to make her some mushy peas next week.
I've never used fresh peas.
Yeah.
You know, where you have to take them out of the pod and all that. I just buy frozen peas.
Yeah. Well, frozen are better than the canned.
Yeah. So. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And for my hint for the day, the other day I called, I was looking for a salad to bring for Easter.
Okay.
And you gave, Diana gave me a recipe for a pasta salad. But then I found this other one, and Mary Ann had posted this on Facebook last December. And it's for a cucumber, avocado, and tomato salad.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yes. And it's three washed tomatoes, quartered, then halved, then two ripened avocados, peeled and chopped, and one large cucumber sliced in half lengthwise and chopped. Two tablespoons of balsamic vinegar and the juice of one lemon. How easy is that and how healthy?
That's pretty yummy.
Yeah, that's very easy and sounds very good.
And it went very good with the fish.
All right.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of fish?
Salmon.
Oh, okay. And what was your starch?
Our starch?
Starch?
Oh, starch. We had little tiny potatoes. They were about the size of gumballs.
Really?
And they were cut in half and roasted.
Okay.
And then they were served with peas.
Okay.
And some asparagus.
Oh, sounds like a great meal.
It was. It's a very healthy meal.
Yeah. Very. Very tasty, too, wasn't it?
Yes. And our sinful dessert was blueberry tarts.
Blueberry tarts.
Yes.
Pretty yummy.
Have a little custard in them?
No.
No, just all blueberry, huh?
I don't know what was in them. I have to ask my daughter-in-law. She said she bought the dough at Trader Joe's.
Okay.
You know, it was already prepared, and she cut them into circles for tarts.
Oh.
And they tasted almost like cookies.
Yeah. Yeah, tarts, the tart dough does actually taste almost a lot like a sugar cookie.
Yes, almost like a butter cookie. But yeah. It was so good.
Yeah. Well, very good. Glad you had a great meal.
Yes, we did.
Well, good. All right. Well, we're going to stick you into the drawings.
Okay.
And see if we can win you something at the end of the week, okay?
That would be really nice.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Janet. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Bye. All right, 480-668-3287. Give us a call. If you have committed a culinary sin, call us up, confess it, and we'll help you work through it. How's that?
I think so. And then don't forget, at the top of the hour, I'm going to be sharing recipe of the day brought to you by Alexon Design Group, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. You can always check them out online at alexondesign.com. That's alexondesign.com. Or give them a call for estimates, 480-699-7796.
And he is going to be rolling out a deal for you culinary confessioners. Listeners here shortly, and I tell you what, it's going to be a heck of a deal. So you need to listen. If you need any landscaping or pools or
barbecues,
remodeling done, any of that, he does it all. But the offer that he's going to make you is going to be one of a kind. So you're going to have to check that out. He'll be letting me know that in the next day or so.
Nice. So we'll have to use it.
Yeah.
Because, you can go look online, and they just do such beautiful work. Fireplaces, barbecues, landscaping, swimming pools, decking, lighting, gazebos, putting greens, hardscapes, water features, artificial lawns. I mean, he's got a video gallery on there. Just is beautiful. So, and for free consultation, give him a call, 480-699-7796.
All right. Millie's Cafe.
Open tomorrow.
1616 East Main Street.
Right. That's just between Gilbert and Stapley on Main Street. They're open Wednesday through Sunday. So you can always give them a call, 480-223-8217, or go see them at 1616 East Main Street.
For your authentic Puerto Rican cuisine.
Absolutely. And just some, really nice people.
Backed by Bill Cosby, what's the word I'm looking for?
Approved. He loves it. I mean, because he, when he came into town, he actually called in an order over there and just even signed a big autograph picture of himself and put it out there and letting everybody know that he believes in their food too.
Yeah. So if Bill Cosby believes in it, you should believe in it.
Stamp of approval.
Who could not believe in Fat Albert and Dr. Huxtable? Right?
That's right. Everyone's got to believe him.
That's right.
So, or just believe your own taste buds and go check it out for yourself, because it is pretty wonderful. So go over to Millie's Cafe.
That's right. Very good.
And then don't forget, tomorrow we are going to have... Brittany is going to be co-hosting with me tomorrow. She's from the Scottsdale Resort and Conference Center, and that's located at 7700 East McCormick Parkway. So Brittany will be my co-host.
Yep, because Diana's kicking me out, so I'm going to be down the road.
You are going to be doing something that I really wanted to do, is go on an adventure with the Arizona Beef Council, and you are going to do from ranch to plate, I think it's called, or from, I can't remember what it's called now.
Yes, that's what it is.
Okay, from gate to plate. It's the gate to plate tour. And then that way you are going to find out everything it takes these ranchers to do in 8 hours.
Aren't I going to like three different ranches or something like that?
Well, I don't.
I think it's three different ranches and processing facilities and all kinds of things.
You're going to be going to the harvesting facility and plenty of other stops that you'll be making, and how it's processed all the way to the plate. I mean, like they say, from gate to plate tour.
Yep.
So it will be exciting.
Should be.
I want taste tests.
Well, I'll take pictures.
I want taste tests.
Maybe I'll call in and tell about where what I'm going through and stuff, okay?
That sounds great.
All right.
So I think you'll have a lot of fun. I'm sure that Lauren from the Arizona Beef Council will be joining you. But so you will have a fun, exciting day tomorrow.
Okay. All right. 480-668-3287. We'll be right back.
KAZG, Scottsdale, Phoenix. Katie Katie, HD2, Mesa, Phoenix.
KAZG.
1440, KAZG.
Culinary Confessions. Dennis and Diana's confections were the food connection. Culinary confessions, we love food. Yeah.
It's all about food, restaurants, and good eating. Now, with no further ado, with Faces for Radio and Passion for Food, the longest-running, award-winning food and restaurant talk show in Arizona, Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana.
Good afternoon, Arizona foodies, and welcome back to Culinary Confessions. I'm Dennis.
I'm Diana.
And it's Tip Tuesday.
Tip Tuesday. So if you have any tips, whether they be in your kitchen or the recipe tips or even like your measuring tips, any kind of tips doing with food, give us a call, 480-668-3287.
All right.
And let's start off with some business. We've got trivia brought to you by George & Sons Asian Cuisine, located at 11291 East Via Linda in Scottsdale. Give George a call for all your catering needs or for reservations, 480-661-6336. And don't forget about a second location over off the I-17 and the 101 at Deer Valley Town Center.
All right. Who was the first to make grape juice? And where does carpet steak come from? And then, what do they call the alcoholic beverage that has been altered to induce unconsciousness? And where did coffee originate from?
Give us a call, 480-668-3287.
And which vegetable can hold up to 30 times its weight in water? All right, and let's go with those.
All right, that's our trivia for today. And then don't forget, it is Tip Tuesday. And then also, we have a new Taste of Music. So the Taste of Music is brought to you by The Groves Bakery, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. And give them a call for all your baking needs. You can call in. No order is too small, whether it be pies, cakes, pastries, you name it. We even do breads. So give them a call, 480-813-4610. And the Taste of Music is?
The Taste of Music is where we play a tidbit of a song. Somewhere in that song, there's a mention of food or drink. It could be in the title of the song, could be in the lyrics of the song, or it could be in the artist or group's name. Gary, and play me some music, please. That's definitely 70s.
Give us a call, 480-668-3287. Answer some of our trivia questions, our Taste of Music, or give us a tip for Tip Tuesday.
Our restaurant review.
We always want to hear those.
All right. And right now, we have a stranger on the phone we haven't heard from a while. Let's talk to Chef Dad. Chef Dad, how are you?
I'm doing good. How's Dennis and Diane doing?
Just great. Thank you.
Where good you day. Been?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been running like a nut, you know, very busy. The thing I do, Chef Dad, that doesn't produce income for the family. I have a regular job, and it's been keeping me very busy.
Well, that's a good thing that it's keeping you busy, right?
That's right. You know, we got to keep running to pay the bills, don't we all?
Yes, sir. I know that feeling.
But was cruising the Phoenix area and had the radio on. I said, hey, I got to listen to my buddies and see how they're doing. You sound great.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's been a while since we heard from you.
Yeah, you know, I haven't, normally I'm not in my vehicle at the lunch hour, and, I'm taking maybe 30 minutes to grab a sandwich, and that's about it. But whenever I get in the vehicle between 11 and 1, I know where to tune in.
Well, we appreciate that.
So how are things going with the Grove? You've opened a bakery now?
Yes, we did. We opened a bakery back in November.
Is it in the same building?
Yeah, it's right next door.
Very good. And you got that space. How much is it as far as square footage?
I'd say it's probably about 2,000 square feet.
Wow. Wow, that's great.
So,
well, congratulations on that.
Of course, half of it's kitchen, a quarter of it's the studios, and a quarter of it's the showroom for the bakery.
Oh, I see.
So it's all broken up.
Yeah, I would say so. And I got a phone call from a stranger in Florida yesterday that made me think of you guys.
Yeah?
Yep. Don gave me a call, and you know, it was good to hear his voice. Him and Kim are doing great, and they wanted me to say hello to you guys.
All right. Well, very good.
And I'll take a wild guess at that coffee question. What was it? Where did coffee originate?
Where did coffee originate?
I'm going to say Dunkin' Donuts.
Maybe in Arizona. You know?
Well, it's good talking to you guys. I wish you the best. And to all your great listeners that I get to hear, please tell them hello if you can hear me, folks. I hope everybody's doing great. I miss all of you.
All right, Chef Dad. You have a great day, okay?
You too. Take care, you guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. A little blast from the past there. Haven't heard from him in a while.
No, we haven't.
So, anyway. So, you have a recipe of the day, or are you going to wait till after the break?
Have that shortly.
All right. So, we'll do that after the break.
Okay.
But
in the meantime, though, I do have... The U.S. government approves a patent for powdered alcohol. Can you believe that one? I don't know how they're going to do that one.
Powdered alcohol.
Yep. Spirits distilled from cane. So they've got a new beverage law that reports that this palcohol, you know, P-A-L, palcohol, is distilled from cane. All you need to liquefy it is this spirit. And add a mixer or water, and you've got instant cocktail. So it's 58% alcohol by weight. Is that crazy?
That's crazy.
And 12% by volume. But I just thought that was something very unique. I don't know where they're going to go with that one.
Well, probably about where you did, to a dead end.
To a dead end, you think so? I just thought maybe it was me. I hadn't heard of anything like that. And then Häagen-Dazs in Japan is starting to introduce vegetable ice cream.
Vegetable ice cream.
Yep.
Well, there's already some veggie ice creams that I know.
What is that? Like this one is tomato cherry and carrot orange. And let's see, what else do they have here? I don't know. What were you thinking?
Just lots of different, I mean, I don't know, they jalapeno ice cream and you know, over at Utter Delights, they have all kinds of different ones that she comes up with.
I just thought it was kind of odd, but who knows? Yeah. Something different. That's Häagen-Dazs. They're always trying something new. But it's kind of funny that, you know, they do all of these, a lot of these introductions into Japan.
Japan comes up with a lot of different things.
Yeah.
A lot.
I know they do, but why don't we get the first ones on that?
Maybe we're not so...
We're not so open in our flavors and tastes.
Yeah.
We're kind of set in our ways.
Yeah.
Maybe so. That's it.
That's it.
That's it. That's the ticket. I just thought it was something interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you...
No,
I was just looking at your M&Ms. They look like M&Ms.
Yeah.
Okay, here's three cookbooks that are guaranteed to get you excited for summer. And they're supposed to serve up all this quintessential flavors of summer. And these are very unique cookbooks. The Soda Fountain, it's got all kinds of different banana splits and different ways to use ice cream in your daily menu.
All different ways to use ice cream in your daily menu.
Yeah, they've got whoopie pies and potato chips, and this is a soda fountain's, you know, cookbook.
Well, I believe we incorporated it into our meal last night, did we not?
Yes, we did. You mean the Rocky Road ice cream?
Yeah.
That was our dessert. It's summertime now. You have to have ice cream.
You know what, though?
I know. Everywhere else in the winter, there's more ice cream sold, but I'm the kind of person that thinks summer is here and I want ice cream.
Okay.
Is that not true?
It is true. But, you know, it's just like when you get a malt or a shake or a milkshake, whatever they want to call them, it doesn't quench your thirst.
No, it makes you more thirsty.
Yes.
I agree. It always makes you more thirsty. So in the summer, when you're trying to keep hydrated by eating all that dairy, it doesn't actually quench your thirst, but it sure tastes good.
All right. Let's talk to Marianne from Scottsdale. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, it's me. How are you?
Hi, stranger. How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm laughing because I called in and Gary and answered the phone, and I said, "Hi, it's me. How you doing?" And all of a sudden, he goes hysterical laughing, and I said, "Why are you laughing at me?" So he goes, "Because," he says, "you're the only one out of all my listeners that call up and say, it's me, and I know who you are." And I go, "Well, that's what I want to do." I said, "I don't want you to ever forget me by my voice." So he goes, "I could never do that." So I just had to laugh. He made me laugh so hard. So it's funny.
That's good that he made you laugh this early in the morning, right?
Yes, he did. I like talking to him, so he's funny. So anyway, how are you guys doing?
We're doing great. How about you?
I'm doing okay. It's crazy over here. First of all, I just want to say my husband went for his 3-month checkup yesterday, and thank God he is doing fantastic, they said.
Oh,
he is. He is getting back to normal. Everything with his surgery went okay. They took an x-ray, and everything looks great. His fusion took, and he doesn't have to wear his brace anymore after 2 weeks, just for 2 weeks more. And he could start doing physical therapy and doing other things. So we're both very happy about that because it was a long time wondering, okay, is this going to be work? You know, did it work or didn't it work? And thank God, according to the doctor, it did. So he's feeling much better.
And the countdown is on. Only 2 more weeks of wearing the brace and then it's off.
And then it's off, yeah. And he just has to wear it 1 hour at a time. So he's got to wear it like 1 hour and 3 hours off, 1 hour on, 3 hours off for the next 2 weeks. Ah. And he could start driving, and he doesn't have to wear it when he drives.
Wow.
So he's relieved about that, yeah. So we were very happy we got good news because we went with the thought of going, okay, now what's he going to say? Did this thing work? And is he going to say he needs another surgery, God forbid, or whatever? But he's doing great.
Got thumbs up. Everything is a go.
Yeah, yeah. Everything is a go, and we didn't have enough stress with that. We just put, I haven't told many people yet, we just put more stress on top of us. We are moving.
Oh, my goodness.
We have been wanting to scale down for a long time, and I have not found any place that I really wanted to go. My husband and I have not agreed on this. And I haven't found any place I wanted to go, so I've been putting a poo-poo on moving. But we found it hasn't been fun. That part of our life has not been fun. But anyway, we found something that I like, and of course now my husband likes it. We found a patio home in Fountain Hills.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, I still want to be known as Marianne from Scottsdale, okay? can I do that?
Well, because we already have a Marianne from Fountain Hills.
I know, so I still want to be Marianne from Scottsdale, can I?
Yes, you can still be that.
Okay. So, because it's only 8 miles from where we're living now, so I could still be considered a Scottsdale lady, so whatever.
Yeah, that's perfect. But Lori's going to be a little upset with you, but I think that's okay.
Oh, she's already a little upset with me that I'm moving.
Exactly.
She says, "Oh, you did that so fast." She says, "Why were you in such a hurry?" I said, "Because we found something that we like, and this is the time to do it." So, you know, we didn't want to miss out on it, and we did it. So You know, so anyway, it's going to be a big job. We haven't put our house up for sale yet. That's going to happen this week. But we did already buy the other house, but they're not going to be moving out until the middle of June. So we still have time.
You still have time to start scaling back and reducing some of the stuff that you're going to be moving over.
I have already been doing that, and I'll tell you, it's not fun, but I'm doing a little bit every day, and we'll get there. Yeah. I have a professional organizer that I met, and she was here Saturday, and we got so much accomplished in 4 hours. So she'll be coming back and forth and helping me because it's a job. My husband can't do anything,
right.
So it's all on me. So I'll get there. I'll do it.
You've got plenty of time. It'll go well.
Yeah. A little at a time. That's all I'm going to do. So anyway, so I don't want to take up the whole show talking about that, but I just wanted to tell you why I haven't been calling because it's just been crazy.
So we have to wish you a double congratulations, both with
your
husband's wonderful news, and that's pretty exciting, and then the new move.
Yes, thank you. So, you'll be hearing a lot more about that. So, you know, I'm telling you what's going on each step. So anyway. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it was great to hear from Chef Dad.
Yeah, we haven't heard from him in a long time.
I saw him on Check Please last week. He was on Check Please, and he talked about the breakfast joint. So that was good to watch him. And then that's where my husband went the next day. My husband's friend picks him up every Friday and takes him out to breakfast. And so after my husband saw the breakfast joint, they went there. And they had a good breakfast there. Dennis, don't feel bad that he doesn't come there. One of these days, we will make that a steady place. I'm sorry. It's just right now, it's just too much driving for him. So.
Oh, I know. I'm not worried. I'm not worried at all.
All right. So I just wanted to put that in and let you know that. So.
All
You're
right.
Too sweet. Thank you, Marianne.
Okay. So you guys have a nice day. Just wanted to say hello.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Yeah, and you have a good day, and I'll be talking to you again soon.
All right, Marianne. You take care, okay?
Okay. And Dennis, you're not going to be here for the rest of the week, so whatever you're doing, have a good trip.
No,
okay?
I'll be here for part of it. I just won't be here tomorrow and maybe Thursday. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, we'll miss you, but I'm sure everything will go fine for you.
Oh, yeah. You'll have two lovely ladies here tomorrow. You'll have Diana and you'll have Miss Brittany, so.
Brittany. Oh, yeah, that should be nice. Okay, very good. You guys take care, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, then.
Bye-bye.
Okay, love you both.
Love
take
you
it
too.
Easy. Bye.
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 All right, 480-668-3287. When we come back, we'll be talking to Tina from Hesperia, California.
Hi, I'm Cheryl from Piefection, where we make over 50 varieties of fresh homemade pies every day. Our gourmet pies feature only the finest ingredients a foodie can find, like real butter, fresh ground nutmeg, and chocolate that's imported from Belgium. We also make the best homemade pot pies, including our green chili pork. Our pies are the perfect addition to your dinner table, so we hope to see you soon at 6731 East Brown Road, the southwest corner of Power and Brown in Mesa, or call us at 480-218-7437. Or visit us on the web at piefectionaz.com.
Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. This is your chance to be a food critic. Call 480-668-3287. That's 480-668-EATS.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a 5, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
That steak. Yeah. The one you just threw on the grill. That steak has iron. It has protein. That steak even has vitamins. That's right, steak has vitamins. Go ahead, turn it over and see what you find. More of the good stuff, I bet. More essential nutrients than you've ever heard. So what we're saying is what that delicious and nutritious cut of beef doesn't give you is any reason to wait. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by Arizona Beef Ranchers and Farmers. For beef recipes, nutrition, and facts about beef, visit arizonabeef.com. Join us on Twitter at Arizona Beef and find us on Facebook at AZ Beef. Arizona Beef, raised by families for families.
This is Culinary Confessions on KAZG.
(480) 668-3287 Give us a call. Right now, we're going to talk to Tina from Hesperia, California. Tina, how are you?
Hi, Dennis. Wow, you finally got it right. No. That's a hard one to pronounce, isn't it?
Not so bad.
Got a great kitchen tip for you guys.
Great.
Actually, it's not a kitchen tip. It's a shopping tip.
Okay.
For those of people who love bread out there like I love my bread. I like my bread to be very fresh. Now, if I can't get to a bakery and you're in the store, they don't have a fresh bakery there. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't, right? So they actually, you know, the little clip at the end of the bread tie at the end?
Uh-huh.
The color tells you what its freshness is and when it was delivered.
Right.
So Monday is blue, Tuesday is green, Thursday is red, Friday is white, and Saturday is yellow. So that way you know when you go in there what tie to look for to get your freshest loaf that just came in. Because you know how they like to rotate their stock, and so they're going to sell the oldest product first.
Right.
And so if you look at the little tie at the end, you'll know which bread was freshest. So you buy that one off the shelf.
All right. So go through that again. Monday is blue.
Monday is blue. Tuesday is green. Thursday is red. Friday is white. And Saturday is yellow. And the colors always go in alphabetical order. So even if your colors are different in your store, it'll go by the alphabetical.
Very nice.
In alphabetical order.
I like that.
Diana's an alphabetical person, so.
Because I am like I'm a devout bread eater, so it has to be fresh. I can't eat like.
So they don't.
I'm particular.
They don't deliver on Wednesday and Sunday then.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. That's why sometimes if you go to the store on Monday, the bread shelves are blown out.
All right.
They don't deliver on those days.
Yeah.
Correct.
Very good. All right.
Correct.
Do you have any
trivia for me today?
I do.
What do we got?
All right. Let's see. Who was the first to make grape juice commercially?
Commercially? Ooh. Okay, I might be wrong, but I am going to say Welch's.
There you go, Dr. Thomas Welch.
Because that's the only grape jelly I'll eat. Welch's is the only grape jelly that I will allow in my mouth. So, yeah, Welch's.
Yep, Welch's grape juice.
And yay, I got the answer right.
And it is good.
All right. Very good. Now, that'll put you into the drawings twice for at the end of the week, okay?
Oh, yay, wonderful.
All right.
Everything else going okay?
Oh, everything else is going as good as it can. How is the weather in Arizona? Is it hot yet?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be 95 today.
Ooh.
Wee doggy, it's going to be a hot one.
But
it's supposed to
drop back to the 80s in the next day or two. So
yeah, I have a medical condition that the heat makes me sick. And so I have to watch, you know, when I come to visit Nancy because of that. So
She
probably won't be seeing me again until winter.
I was going to say, we won't see you until fall time, will we? Fall
yeah,
or winter?
Probably not. Yeah. Depending on whether or not they can get it under control long enough not to let it do that to me. But
yeah.
Yeah, they suspect I might have MS or something. So
oh, that's not good.
Well, let's hope they're wrong and it's just something that you can get away with. How's that?
Yeah, let's hope.
Let's hope for that.
Let's hope, yeah.
Well, when you do come over to see Nancy, you're going to have to come see us, okay?
Oh, I definitely will. I'm going to head right where your bakery is. Wherever that is, that's where I'll be.
Okay, that's where we'll be.
All right.
All right, you guys.
All right, Tina. Well, you have a great day, okay?
You too. Have a wonderful day.
All right, we'll talk soon.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's talk to Margaret from Mesa. Margaret, how are you?
I'm fine, and I'm looking forward to hearing Brittany co-host tomorrow. I think that's going to be fun.
They should have a good time tomorrow.
Yeah, I think so. We'll miss you, but it's nice that she can do that. I am in the middle of baking a lemon meringue pie because I had leftover egg whites, and of course I'll have more leftover egg whites, being you put yolks in the filling, but I thought I'll use up the older ones, and then the end of the week I'll have to make something else that requires egg whites.
You could have an egg white omelet.
Well, I could also make a chiffon cake or something like, or angel food cake or something like that, because I do love to bake. And I decided on lemon meringue because the neighbor's tree has been full of lemons, and I have a big bowl of lemons here in the kitchen. Of course, you don't use many, but anyway, that's what I'm doing today. And I wanted to tell you, when you talked about the Concord grape pie last week, my 1961 Better Homes and Gardens cookbook has a Concord grape recipe in it.
Yeah.
And I had, you know, never really heard of a Concord grape pie. And it's only recently that I saw some grape pies at the event our son had when they had a pastry auction. And one lady made grape pies. I had never seen grape pies before, or I just didn't pay any attention.
Well, I'd never heard of them before either until I got the call in. And so that's when I decided to do it. And it's not, it's the same recipe as a Concord grape one, but it's not Concord grapes because they didn't have them, but they had the black, dark grapes.
Yeah.
And so I used those. And the only difference was I had somebody who used to eat Concord grape pies back east all the time. And she said the only difference was Concord grape was a little bit tartar.
Tartar, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not, well, I should say our whole family isn't big grape eaters. Now, my mother used to leave grapes out on the counter and be picking at them all day long. But I'm like peaches and strawberries and apples and things like that better than grapes. And I'm one of them weird people that does not eat grape jelly. I like strawberry jam or peach jam. Grape jelly just doesn't do things for me.
How about orange marmalade?
No, I don't care for marmalade.
Wow.
And I don't like that.
How about apple butter?
Apple butter I love. Pumpkin butter I love. They make a shaker lemon pie that has whole slices of lemon in it that still has the rind on it. I made that once thinking, well, I'll try it, and nobody in the house liked it, so I nixed that. I got a remark on it in my cookbook. Family did not like.
Do not make again.
Right. But one thing I noticed in my 1961 Betty Crocker cookbook, which has my favorite lemon meringue recipe, it says that I can substitute lemon juice for the cream of tartar in the meringue. And I'm going to try that today.
Yes, you can do that.
Yeah, 1 teaspoon of lemon juice instead of 1/4 teaspoon of cream of tartar. So I thought, well, that'll be good. And it's just me and Jerry at home. I may have to invite the neighbors over for coffee and dessert or something, because we're still eating cheesecake from Saturday.
Now, are you're in walking distance of the clubhouse, right?
Well, we could walk. It's about a half a mile.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I saw they were advertising their Mother's Day brunch already, but we go up north for Mother's Day because our son is in charge of the brunch at the Eagles Club.
Right.
But, yeah, we could walk, but right now it's a little too hot already.
Yeah, well, I waved to you yesterday because I was going through there.
Oh, okay. You were probably on Redmont to get to the club.
Yep.
Yeah.
As I drove through, I yelled, "Hey, Margaret."
Well, I didn't hear you.
You must not have been listening loud enough.
No, I wasn't. I had to be outside in order to hear.
Yeah.
But I'm not eligible for anything today, but I just wanted to call it. Oh, and I was watching Check, Please, and I kept looking at this man on there that was critiquing the food he ate at the restaurant and saying, "I know that guy. Where do I know him from?" Well, it was John Paul.
Nice.
At the end of the show, when they said the name, I thought, oh, no wonder he looked familiar.
Well, who was he? Which restaurant did he go for?
Oh, I don't remember now.
Yeah, because I guess Chef Dad was on there also.
Well, that might have been a different show.
Right.
I was watching one that was a repeat, I think, but I didn't see Chef Dad. And, you know, I see him on Channel 3, so I know what he looks like.
Right.
It was an older man, a gray-haired man with glasses, and then John Paul, and then there was a lady on there. But I don't remember the restaurant, so it was just, I was on the computer with the TV on and happened to see it. So anyway, have a fun time on your tour and everything that you're going to do. It sounds very interesting.
All right, I will do my best, okay?
Okay, and have a good evening tonight.
All right, all right, Margaret, you too.
Okay, bye-bye, Diana.
Bye, Margaret. Bye.
All right, 480-668-3287. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
Paradise Valley Produce, your local wholesale produce man, taking care of your commercial needs. Paradise Valley Produce delivers best service and the highest quality produce at a fair price. Any fresh produce delivered to your door by refrigerator trucks with no minimum and no delivery charge. Taking care of your restaurant and market produce needs. Call Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655. That's Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655.
The longest continually running food and restaurant show in the Valley continues with Dennis and Diana.
If there was an emergency, would your family have enough water and non-perishable food to last 3 days? We asked families across the country. Here are some of their answers.
Well, we depend mostly on our meats, on our refrigerator, on, you know, cooking that way. So most of our foods are in the refrigerator. Once the electricity goes out, your refrigerator goes out. So you can only use that for a certain amount of time.
We usually eat fresh food daily.
You know, in the pantry, we have like granola bars, yeah, and canned tomatoes,
true.
You know.
That's true, but that's really not survival food, tomato paste.
The brand of dog food that I do purchase for the dogs, as well as the cats, are edible by humans. We could even share the same bowls.
I want my own bowl.
You got your own bowl.
Is your plan any better? To learn more about making an emergency plan for your family, go to ready.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Amy, owner of Bare Necessity Wax and Spa. When I started my company 4 years ago, I had only one intention in mind, to help people feel beautiful and confident by providing the best skincare and waxing services for an affordable price. Come on in and give us a chance to show you what we're all about. Mention this ad when booking your appointment to take advantage of 20% off any facial, chemical peel, or massage, or get 50% off your first eyebrow, women's Brazilian, or bikini wax. That's Bare Necessity Wax and Spa, 323 South Gilbert Road, the big yellow farmhouse with the white picket fence. Or give us a call at 480-290-5576. We hope to see you soon.
You're listening to Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. Call in at 480-668-3287.
480-668-3287. Give us a call and let's talk some food today. Right now, are you ready? No?
Yeah.
Okay. Right now, Diana's going to do the recipe of the day, and that is brought to you by Alexon Design Group. They do pools, they do landscaping, they do remodeling of pools. So if you just want to refurbish yours or remodel it and change the shape and size and all that kind of stuff, they can do it all. So just give them a call or check out their webpage at Alexon, alexondesign.com. And their phone number is 480-699-7796. And they give free consultations. So they'll come out, take a look at it, and talk to you about it and go from there. So give them a call, Alexon Design Group. They're at 323 South Gilbert Road, 480-699-7796.
All right, we're going to start out with a baked Parmesan crusted chicken. This is a kid-friendly, and, you know, it's great for leftovers, too, or for even chicken salad. You can use it afterwards for your leftovers. So you can make a lot and use it for the next day. So we're going to start off with 3/4 cup of butter, 2 cloves of garlic minced, 1 cup of dried breadcrumbs, and then 1/3 cup grated Parmesan cheese, 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh thyme, 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh basil, 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh oregano, and 1/4 teaspoon of pepper, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and 6 4-ounce skinless boneless chicken breast halves. So you're going to start out by preheating your oven to 350 degrees. Melt the butter with the garlic in a saucepan over medium heat. When the butter starts to bubble, remove from heat and allow to cool slightly. Stir in the breadcrumbs together with the Parmesan cheese, thyme, basil, oregano, pepper, and salt in a bowl. We're going to dip the chicken breast in the butter, then press the seasoned breadcrumbs. Then place the chicken in a 9 by 13 inch baking dish. Bake in the preheated oven until chicken is golden brown and no longer pink in the center, approximately 50 to 55 minutes. And if you want to cut it up and put it on a salad, you can do that, or you can serve that with some rice and some fresh vegetables.
Very good.
All right, and that was brought to you by Alexon Design Group, 323 South Gilbert Road. Or you can check them out online at alexondesign.com or give them a call, 480-699-7796.
All right, right now let's talk to Jolene from Tempe. Jolene, how are you?
I am great. How are you and Diana?
I'm doing good.
Doing great.
Okay, I just heard Margaret talking about seeing Chef John Paul on Check, Please.
Uh-huh.
He gave a review on the Citizen Public House.
Oh, over there in Scottsdale.
Yes. It's on Fifth Avenue.
Yep.
And does that count as tip for the day?
Sure.
and he talked about that on the show, about the Citizen House. I mean, he said how it had the, what's the
you
door?
You go upstairs to the one room. And
what's that called? The...
can't remember.
Speakeasy?
Yeah, the speakeasy.
Yes.
Yeah, you go upstairs to the speakeasy and they have all kinds of really cool drinks and stuff up there. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for that. Now we know which one he was at.
Oh, okay. Yep, that's where he was.
What else are you up to today?
Me? Not up to much today. I'm actually working today.
Oh, okay. What kind of work do you do?
I do house cleaning, so I can wear my shorts, I can go barefoot, I can talk on the phone, I can drink soda or iced tea. I like my job.
You can do whatever you want, huh?
Do you get to drink a cold beer every once in a while?
Or? Well, not until I go home.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Jolene. Well, thanks for calling in and clarifying that for us. We appreciate it. All right. You have a great day.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. She'll go into the stew pot for that one.
All right.
Okay. And what else you got going on?
Do you know what the definition of a speakeasy is?
No.
Well, I always thought, you know, it was where you go into like a more of a private room.
And
you know,
speak really easy?
No. For adults, you know, no children, no one under 21. And it was more of a secluded, you know, kind of high-priced room.
Yeah.
So I'm looking it up online, and this is just one of the many, because there are there's a lot of definitions for a speakeasy. It's also called a blind pig or a blind tiger. It is an establishment that illegally, not legal, but illegally sells alcoholic beverages.
Oh. Okay, let's say one of the other ones.
So I know, I was just kind of stunned by that. I mean, and maybe that's just what they call it, but you know that's not true, because they are all charging for these drinks. And we know that, you know, they have their liquor license, they're selling them downstairs. So I just thought that was kind of funny that people would call it that.
Maybe it was a speakeasy back in Prohibition.
Exactly. That's exactly it. It's during Prohibition era between 1920 and 1933. Longer in some states, of course, and when bootlegging of alcoholic beverages was illegal, which now, of course, it is legal.
Okay, so it's probably the citizen's house downstairs, and upstairs, that's the name of the place,
speakeasy.
Is the speakeasy.
Okay, I don't know that, so I will check that out. But I just thought that was kind of funny, and people are trying to do, they're describing these terms to describe some of the retro style bars.
There you go.
So those of you that didn't know, like me, there you have it.
Well, and that's, you know, 5 years ago, you didn't hear of a public house.
Mm-mm. Like Harvey's or...
Harvey's or the American Public House.
Or
the
Tap
Citizen,
House. Or
the Citizen, yeah. Public House.
Mm-hmm.
And... you know, so that's bringing back an old name.
Right.
Also, because a public house, it's a bar.
Exactly. But I mean, that was back during that era.
Right.
So, okay. Interesting. I thought it was some little, there's my tip for Tuesday.
There's your history lesson.
History lesson. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
So what do you think about that?
I think that was pretty good coming up with that.
All right, and then I'll find out about the rest of it. But that's what speakeasy, it varies and has all kinds of different information, which I thought was pretty exciting.
That is.
And I know that John Paul was talking about that back in October. So, like I think Margaret was saying, that was a repeat. And this one with Chef Dad, we don't know what restaurants he was. But I'll check it out, because I can go online and check out Channel 8 and see what Check Please Arizona brought to us.
There you go. Or maybe Chef Dad could call us back and tell us which one he was on there for.
Right, so we can talk about that restaurant.
All right. Well, very good. 480-668-3287. We'll be right back.
Some childhood memories you just never forget, like when Dad didn't shave for a year, or when Grandma tried to paint the cat. But my favorite memories are of Mom giving us 3 daily servings of dairy for strong bones and teeth. I'm not sure if this was because the milk, cheese, and yogurt always tasted so good, or because Mom used to wear that crazy cow head and moo until we finished. Either way, those were some good times, according to my therapist.
Milk, cheese, and yogurt. Have you had your 3 today? A message from the Arizona Milk Producers.
Keep listening to Culinary Confessions for your chance to win some great prizes.
Honey, where's the bee pollen?
It's in the same cabinet as the banana leaf glue.
Found it! I'm making a wheatgrass shake. You want one?
Sure. I'll be out back churning the compost.
Can you bring in some filtered rainwater when you're done?
Okay. Nuts! I just spilled potato-based ink all over my hemp work pants.
That's okay, dear. We can shred the pants and use the fibers for insulation.
Ah, great idea. You know, for now, I'll just wear these plastic garbage bags for pants.
The fact is, it's easy to be smart about the environment and save money without going to extremes. You can start by looking for products with the Energy Star label, including appliances, heating and air conditioning equipment, windows, and insulation. The Alliance to Save Energy has lots of other energy-saving ideas. Visit us on the web at ase.org and get our free PowerSmart booklet. Because with a few smarts, you can save money, save energy, and live comfortably.
Honey.
What?
Never wear brown shoes with black garbage bag pants.
The Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert is open every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Groves Bar and Grill want you to know that everything is made from scratch, from their delicious soups to their handmade pizzas. The menu at the Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert is full of American classics, such as meatloaf, pork chops, the Friday all-you-can-eat fish fry, great salads, plus much more. You can eat in the restaurant or their beautiful outdoor patio. It's the Groves Bar and Grill at 323 South Gilbert Road, Suite 111 in Gilbert. The Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert, where friends meet for good food, good drink, and good times.
This is Culinary Confessions on AM 1440 KAZG.
480-668-3287. Give us a call, and we've got plenty of time to talk about some more food. Right now, we're going to talk to Marianne from Tempe. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Dennis. Hi, Diana.
Hi, Marianne. What's going on?
Oh, what's going on? Well, I've just been listening to the show, and I thought I'd get in on the conversation here with Check Please, because everybody's been talking about that show. And so I saw that show also. And I just want to mention two of the other restaurants that they talked about on that show, because they're close to you all, I think. One of them was Rancho Tia Rosa, a Mexican restaurant.
Uh-huh. Right.
And they said that was in Gilbert on Higley Road. North Higley Road. And I had never heard of that one before, so I'm anxious to try that restaurant. And I don't know if you guys have been there or not.
Tia Rosa's?
Rancho Tia Rosa.
Yeah, I think I've been to that one.
Oh, okay. Did you enjoy it?
Yes, I did.
Okay, because it looked really good what they showed on TV. And then there was another one that was in Mesa that was Bocce Italian Bistro, and I haven't been there either. So there were two restaurants they showed that looked really, really like they had really delicious food. So
wonderful.
And the one that Chef Dad was in, it was the breakfast joint.
Yeah, well, this was the one with
John
Chef
Paul.
John Paul. Uh huh. Okay. And then also on that show, there was something interesting I learned about. Robert McGrath made a comment. This is my tip for the day. It was actually his tip for the day. Was he adds a couple drops of white vinegar to his omelets, and he says it makes them fluffier instead of milk. I never heard that before,
I thought that
was an interesting tip. And then another thing that I saw on TV the other day was, in colonial times, pumpkins were used in the crust instead of the filling. I never had heard that before.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I started thinking about that, and I thought, well, I think I'm going to try that sometime. I've never thought of putting the pumpkin filling into the crust. But I bet if you mixed it with some pecans or something, it might be kind of good.
It might be.
That just
might be a new way to try something, yeah.
Right. So that's just a few things. And then I wanted to mention, I was so glad to hear Marianne be so happy today on the phone.
Yes.
It was so good hearing her, and I have to get in touch with her. I haven't called her for a while, but I'm so glad that Jim is doing better and everything's going so well for her. So, Marianne, if you're still listening, I'm so happy for you. And be happy that everything's going right like it is. It always does. You know, things happen in life. You can't stop them from happening.
Yep.
But we just have to have faith that things are going to get better.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I agree.
Well, you guys have a good day. I just wanted to get in the drawings.
Okay. Well, you are in them, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Marianne. You have a great day, okay?
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. 480-668-3287. Got anything else exciting over there, Diana?
Well, I was just looking at the Check Please also and, you know, seeing if I could find out some of these other restaurants that are out there. But, you know, they've got them all alphabetized, but they don't tell you by show. So I have to figure that one out.
Okay. Well, I can tell you something.
Okay.
Over at Piefections, their pie of the month is the fresh strawberry coconut cream. That sounds pretty good.
That does. And don't they have something with blueberry this weekend?
Well, it's National Blueberry Pie Month.
Oh, that's okay.
Or day. So. Okay. You get a dollar off the blueberry pie slices.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So, yes, very good, very good. And What was today? Today was national. You know what? Yesterday was National Chocolate Covered Almond Day.
Okay. And then today, I can tell you what today is.
Okay.
Today is coming up. Today is the 22nd National Jelly Bean Day.
I knew it. That came to me right after I said that. Yep. And you know why they probably have it right after Easter, National Jelly Bean Day?
Why?
Because some people use the little jelly beans to look like little eggs. So they're all left over. And they put them in the baskets and stuff. So today would be National Jelly Bean Day because they have so many leftovers. No?
No. If Easter was on the same day every year, I'd say yes. But because it changes all the time, it's really messed me up.
Well, you don't think the food... That has messed me up. I just really don't get it.
No. And then tomorrow, well, we'll tell you what tomorrow is on tomorrow. How's that? We're not going to give you that away.
Not going to give you that away?
Not going to give that away yet. You know what I was trying to say.
Yeah. I do. So how was your mixed berry pie yesterday?
It was really good. It was really good. You know, I still want to stick to my favorite. I think the blackberry pie warm is just right out of the oven is probably the best pie.
And so,
but you know what I found out yesterday that I never knew?
What?
My mom does not like berry pie.
She doesn't.
She loves blueberry yogurt. She loves blueberry and everything else, but she does not like berry pies.
So it was probably a good thing I sent her a piece of apple pie.
Well,
too.
It was great that you sent it until my dad ate half of it. He snuck half of it before my mom even got a bite. So she told him, no, that's her pie. Don't touch my pie. She went and hid it in the other refrigerator. So I'm going to have to take her down a new piece. I felt really bad. But yeah, my dad enjoyed the pies, no doubt. But I thought that was really funny. She doesn't like strawberry pie. She doesn't like any berry pies. All these years, I've never known that about my mom. See, you can never, you're never too old to learn something new.
No.
And I can't believe I never knew that about my mom.
That's a shame.
I know. I felt really bad.
All right. Well, let's take one more caller. Let's talk to Manny, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Manny.
Hello, Dennis and Diana. How's things?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Running around like a fool delivering my flowers, but, you know, what the heck.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. And I want to shout out to my daughter. Happy birthday to her today.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Yep.
Happy birthday, Manny's daughter.
Shouting out.
Yeah. No tips today.
No tips.
No, I've been running around. I haven't had a chance to think about any.
All right. Well, you want to try some trivia?
Sure. Throw one out.
All right. Where? Let's see. Which one do I want to give you? I'm going to make you do a tough one. Where does carpet steak come from?
Carpet steak?
Yep.
I would imagine somewhere around the belly, near where the flank or the shell steak is.
No, that's not it.
No, okay.
Nope, it comes from Australia. It
comes from a cow.
Well, I knew that.
It comes from Australia, and it's a filet steak stuffed with raw oysters before broiling or grilling, then fried.
Okay.
Then fried with crushed black peppercorns. So it's almost like a pepper steak stuffed with oysters, but using a filet to do it with. Wow.
You've never tried that?
No, I haven't. And I don't know why, because I love oysters.
That's right.
Well, there you go. Now you can take a filet, stuff it with oysters, crust it in black peppercorns, and cook her off.
I think I'll just have my oysters on the half shell before I have my steak dinner. How's that?
There you go. That's the way I would do it.
Yeah.
It's like I've eaten raw oysters and, you know, Oyster Rockefeller I can do a lot easier than I can raw oysters. I really just don't care for them. Clams, I don't like clams just as clams, you know, steamers and stuff.
Yeah.
But I love clam chowder.
Yeah, no, I like all shellfish no matter how it's done. Matter of fact,
I've got a couple of pounds of mussels in my freezer right now. I think I'll do some mussels Moliere some night when my foster child is going to be otherwise tied up.
Well, that won't be long. That'll be tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
And the other one.
The other one takes care of himself.
Yeah, okay. All right, man.
All right.
All right. Well, you have a great day, and I hear you coming in for pizza tonight.
That's what I understand, yeah.
All right. We will talk to you later then.
All right, thanks.
All right. Bye. All right. Wow. So what else you got? You got Brittany going to be here tomorrow, taking my place, sitting in for me. And what do we got the rest of the week?
Well, the rest of the week we're going to have, it's already Wednesday. Then Thursday and Friday, I'm not real sure.
Okay.
We're kind of leaving that open for right now. I was just looking for one day, but I'll find a fill-in for Thursday. And then we've also got in Scottsdale, they're going to have a beer festival on May 10th. So it's their second annual, hosted by Drink, Eat, and Play. Details for May 10th at Westworld of Scottsdale will be offered at scottsdalebeerfestival.com.
There you go.
So another festival out there. Lots of things going on in the valley.
Yep, there are a lot of things going on. So just stay tuned and we'll let you know.
All right, there's even a gun show, Crossroads of the West gun show this weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah, Saturday and Sunday.
So a gun show and a beer festival.
No, the beer festival is a couple weeks away.
I was going to say, I'm hoping that they're not both together at the same place because beer and guns don't mix.
No. First the gun show and then the beer.
Okay.
So that's going to be Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 5. Sunday will be 9 to 4. And that'll be a lot of fun. It's at Crossroads of the West.
Okay. Well, let's just throw a quick thanks out to our sponsors and advertisers. Alexon Design Group at 323 South Gilbert Road. Bare Necessities, same address. Bergie's Coffee Roast House on 309 North Gilbert Road. Euro Cafe Romeo's over at 207 on Gilbert Road. Millie's Cafe, 1616 East Main Street. Pyfection, 6731 East Brown Road. Everybody, just remember, when you go to one of our places,
let them know that you heard about them through Culinary Confessions.
Gary, and great job today. Diana, thanks for being my partner here and in life. Everybody, good eats, good treats, and have a great day.
KAZG, Scottsdale, Phoenix. KDKD, HD2, Mesa, Phoenix.
Arizona Gold, KAZG.